Okay. Yesterday, I started to ask a question on Sif Gimel. Simply saying Sif Gimel, the Shofar assumes that the, or presents that the Issur of Basar Chalav applies only if the meat is kosher, Psar, Behemoth Tahora, together with Chalav, milk from the Behemoth Tahora. But if it's Psar Tahora, Chalav Tmeya, the other way around, so then it's mutter bishul and in hano, only you can't eat it because of the original issur. It's treif meat, or it's milk, treif animals, you can't drink it, nothing to do with basar b'cholov. Then we raise the question that the Shulchan Aruch seems to leave out. We saw some achronim, we'll come back to that, the Dogma Rava quote in the Pesach Tshuva. We saw some other achronim about what about if it's kosher meat for, in terms of a species, but it wasn't shechted, it's nevela, or it's treif or something like that. What happens to basar b'cholov there? Again, my body can't eat it because again, it's nevela treifa. But the question is, would there be an issa hanor? We mentioned the nafkamina for pet food, or nafkamina for bringing food to a non-Jew, serving this food to a non-Jew, getting paid for it, and so on. The Pesachei Tshuva had the Darkei Tshuva had a nafkamina about you know, somebody sick and somebody makes some kind of an ointment or something out of this. So again, he's not eating it, but the question is getting hanor from it. So that's so this touches on the issue of really shas sugya, which you start to look at today, of iser chal iser, and we'll get to Bez Hashem the next year on the famous Nekuda Niflo, the Rambam, on this subject of iser chal iser, and how it relates to Basar B'Cholov. So what iser chal iser means, when you have something that's osir for reason A, and then suddenly becomes another iser on this item comes into play, or another iser related to this comes into play, do we say now that the item is more usr, so you would get, let's say, extra malchus, right? So that's really the sugya of iser chal al iser. So the starting point here for us in Sefer Chulin, the Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, is source number two. The Mishnah first that is quoted in source one, the Makor from the Shulchan Aruch about the basic din, but we look in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base on the bottom, going over to Kuf Yud Dal with Aleph. The Gemara has the following: Itmar Hamavashel Chelev B'Cholov. So there's always a spelling problem with the known Nekudas in the Gemara. But Hamavashel Chelev B'Cholov. You cook Chelev. Chelev is meat. It's from the fat of the animals. Meat. You cook Chelev in Cholov. Okay. So the question is, and the assumption is that you eat it. Okay. So Rab Ami Rab Asi, the Gemara says the Machloka is between two Amarim, Rab Ami Rab Asi, Chad Amar Loke, and Chad Amar Eino Loke. Okay, and Rashi says, Chad Amar Loke, source 3, Kasalka Dakta Da Achila Kamar. At this point, we're talking Achila. And of course, it's added that there was Hasra of Basar B'Cholov. Fine. You get Malkas without Hasra, the warning. Okay. But the point is, Chad Amar, Rab Ami Rab Asi, one of them says you do get Malkas, means the guy cooked Chelev and Cholov, and then he ate it. Okay? So it says over here, he gets Malkus, okay, for the Achila. V'chad Amar, ain't a loke. The other opinion is, you don't get Malkus. And now, again, obviously you're not allowed to eat it because it's Chelev. But the question is, do you get now double Malkus, because not only did he eat Chelev, but he ate Basar B'Cholov? That's the question. All right, so the Gemara now basically has four different ways as to learn how this Machlokas, four different ways of learning as to what this machlokas means. Okay, so the Gemara first says, number one, lema of hakam eflugi, demand amar loke kosovar iser chal iser. The machlokas is that now this piece of chelev before was just plain old chelev, so that's one iser. Now that you cook this chelev together with milk, in addition to being chelev, it's also basar b'cholov. So the opinion, according to which we say loke, chad amar loke, when you get to the achila of basar b'cholov, okay, according to that opinion, you get Malkus for, you know, in effect, you get double. You did two different averas. You did one act with two different averas. One, you ate Chelev. Number two, you ate Basar B'Cholov. Because he holds Isser, Chal al Isser. Another Isser can be Chal on top of an already existing Isser. There was an already existing Isser on this meat because it's Chelev. And now there's another Isser on Basar B'Cholov. And Manda Amar Ein Aloka, and the other opinion is, no, Ein Aloka, because there ain't Isser Chal Isser. That's a Machlokas in a few places in Shas. Do we assume Isser Chal Isser or Ein Isser Chal Isser? So that's one suggestion in the Gemara over here as to what this Machlokas of Amin Abad is about. Do we say Isser Chal Isser or Ein Isser Chal Isser? Okay? And the Rashi, Rashi works out how the psukim will work, which it's really local to that Gemara, which we need to go into now. So that is opinion number one, that the machlokas of Rav and Rabasi is whether it's a chal issa or not. Two, no, low. The kula alma ain't issa chal issa. Okay, everybody agrees ain't issa chal issa. Okay, so what then is the machlokas? So achila the kula alma lo plida lo lucky. The machlokas of Amin Rav Asi has nothing to do with the eating. This guy cooked chalev and chalev, and then he ate it. He ate it. Nobody holds you get extra. And again, he ate chalev. Okay, actually, there's no chalev is a karis. But anyway, there's no chiyuv now for bus chalev eating. Okay, the kula alma the low pliga the low lucky. Everyone agrees. Rami and Rabasi both agree. There's no malchus for achila. That's what we thought. That was the first rash, right? There's kusal kadai for achila. At first, we thought the machlokas revolved around malchus for achila. That was approach number one. Approach number two is no. There's no one holds that there's malchus for achila here. Okay, because ain't it sechal iser? Yeah.
Assuming that
chelav
is the first iser, because it was
chelav
before it was
basar
mechalav.
Yeah, well, chelav is a part of the meat. So it's, right. Yeah, now you cooked it in milk. Right. Yeah, chelav existed first. Now you cook this piece of chelav in milk. Okay, so according to the first approach, that's a machlokas. Do we say it's a chalitz or not? Yeah.
Can you explain? I'm not understanding the second.
Yeah, second thing is the kula alma ain't a chalitz. Nobody holds it's ain't a chalitz. Therefore, for the act of eating this piece of chalav in chalav, you don't get malchus or basar chalav because ain't it already? You get whatever the again chalav is a karis. You get whatever the punishment is for karis. What if there are no witnesses or no asura? Whatever it is, whatever the violation of chelav you get. You don't get an additional violation for eating, a second punishment for eating basar v'chalav. So what the, everyone agrees to that. No malchus. So what's machlokas? I mean, it said, charam alokas, charam ain alokas. So what's machlokas? What says, ki pligi abishul. The machlokas about bishul. Okay, do you get malchus for bishul? Because there is no iser bishul on chelav. There's only an iser bishul on basar v'chalav. So this guy, the case is Hamavashel Cholav Chelav. This guy cooked Chelav Cholav. This guy cooked the Chelav in the Cholav. So now the question is, he violated the Isser Bishul, which is not an Isser Chal Isser. There's nothing to be Chal on. There's no Isser of cooking Chelav. There's no Isser to cook Chelav. There's only Isser to eat Chelav. So there's not, but there is an Isser to cook Basar Cholav. So this guy cooked Chelav in Cholav. So Manda Omar Loka Chad Isurahu. Okay, it's not chal al iser. There only is one iser, namely cooking bas v'chalav. She gets malchus for cooking bas v'chalav. That's not iser chal al iser. I agree with you. Ain't iser chal al iser. But here there is no with the chelav. There's no original iser to be chal on. So the only iser, the only thing he did wrong was what cook bas v'chalav. So mele gets malchus for cooking bas v'chalav. Right? The cooking, he gets malchus for cooking. You follow?
There's no malchus for eating.
There's not going to be any malchus for eating chalav because he holds, because we agree, ain't itzur chal iser. There'll be punishment, whatever the punishment is, chalav is, but no additional punishment for basar chalav. Because ain't itzur chal iser. Once something's usser, there's no such thing as something being more usser. Right? Once it's usser, it's usser. And that's it. Whatever it is. And now you did other things, it doesn't matter.
Right,
okay,
right.
That's its opinion.
And how does the other opinion say that nobody gets any malchus in this case? Oh,
so, okay, one second. So, what, yeah, that's the second half. So again, we understand the first half, right? You get malchus or bishul because that's got nothing to do with ain iser chal iser because there was no iser on cook to start with. All he did was cook basar chalav. So, amandama ain aloka, lahachi afkar achmona lachila beloshen bishul, kevan da lachila loki abishul nami loki. Okay? It's true that you really should get malchus for cooking, but this is again we discussed in Hakdoma. The Isser Bishon, Isser Achila, in terms of Basar V'Chalav, are so closely connected, whether they learn from the same Pasuk, all the different things we learned, right? the Bekesem Mishnah, the Bishon, is our purpose, Achila, whatever, they're intertwined. So since you're not going to get, this second Mandamar holds, since you're not going to get malchus for Achila of Chalav and Chalav because of Ainus of Chalav, Mamele, you don't get malchus or Bishon either. But you can't get one for it. Either it's a, either it's basar v'chalav, in which you should get, you know, there's a new iser here of basar v'chalav, in which case you should get malchus for eating it and for cooking it, or it's like a package deal, in other words. Bishul and achila by basar v'chalav are intertwined. So since, on a technicality, there's no iser, there's no additional punishment for eating this chelav v'chalav, because it's already also at chelav, it's ain iser chal iser. So Mamela schlepped along, he says also no malchus or bishul.
You should get malchus and a bishul. But the second opinion is you don't get it because lemaisa the two things are intertwined. So once this is removed from the parsha of achila bas v'chalav on that technicality that we were saying it's a chalisa, so maybe you don't get malchus and bishul either. That's how he holds. That's what he says, right? Was it the kevon dal achila loki? So bishul mami loki. That's what he holds. You know, they go together. They have to go together. You can't get from one not the other. Okay. As Rashi says, kipliga. Less Rashi on the base. Kipliga bishul shari achila v'shach chol shari suin lo nesu l'basho. There is no iser bishul on chelav and other issues. So you need to bas v'chalav. El bas v'chalav hilchah gabe bishul ain't kind of iser bas v'chalav. So the first opinion makes good sense. You get malchus. And the second opinion says, yeah, it's true. I agree with you. Should what's his svar to say not? Because the Isser Bishul, as we discussed in Agdoma, was so closely connected, he can't conceive of a guy getting Malchus for Bishul Bas V'chalav but not eating it. He can't do it. The whole, again, especially learning the Kes Mishnah, it's a Syog, or the, you know, the one is for the purpose of the other. So once you don't have Bishul for Achil, you can't have Bishul, I'm sorry, you don't have Malchus for Achil, you don't have Malchus for Bishul either. You understand? And that's how he has to get it. And again, it does make sense. Again, we keep seeing things in Agdoma come to life now because the whole Isser Bishul is as a preparatory stage, whether it's a Siyag, however we learned it. But, you know, it's related. You can't have a situation where there's no Bish, no Isser Bish, no Malchusu for Achila, but yeah, for Bishul. The two go together, you can't do it. Okay? That's opinion two. Now opinion three. The Ikadamri, the third opinion, again, down the top of Kufi Dalam and Aleph, second paragraph of two. V'yigadami, abishol, kula amalo pligi deloki. No. If I cared, maybe Shomri would be more satisfied with this. By bishol, everybody agrees you do get malchus. Avari get malchus. Okay? Avari get malchus for bishol. After all, there's no isra chal, it's a problem with bishol. As Rashi just said, chalev and shari surin, there's no isra bishol. Now suddenly the guy cooked it, he violated bas v'chalav, he violated cooking bas v'chalav, avari gets malchus for that. Okay, gets malchus. But, what's the machlokas? Ki pligi achil? Does he get additional malchus? And it's true, ainus or chalisa, but the reverse of what we said before. Man da omar eno loke da ainus or chalisa. One opinion says you don't get malchus for the achila because achila is a problem of ainus or chalisa because we already had it. This or achila and this chalav, right? But a man da omar loke, exact opposite story before. Lahachi afik rachmal achila shem bishul kevin da bishul loke achila nami loke. It's enachanami. Af al pi she'ein isur chalaser, even though usually ein isur chalaser, he says the same way because the achila and the bishul are so connected. So if there's malchus and the bishul, there's going to be malchus and achila here too. Even though it should be no malchus and isur chalaser, an exception because it's the same as before. It's just the reverse. Yeah.
So why is it so that means that there? It doesn't mean that there are three sets of malchus.
No.
So,
well, depends
on
did he?
Hey, could it? Malchus for
bishul basur
chalav in this case, and then also
there's malchus or bishul basur chalav. And now, if you eat it, you get
malchus. There's already a problem of eating
chalav
in that case.
Right, but this mandomer says you do get another set of malchus. Why? Because even though usually ain't isur chalisa, you're right. But since here the achil and the bishul are so connected, if there's malchus or bishul, it's got to be malchus for achil too. It's the reverse we said before. Before we said, well, since there's no malchus for achila. Because of the problem, and it's a male is also a malchus of bishul. This ikadami is all around. No, if I cared, since it's malchus of bishul, since it's yes malchus of bishul, then it's yes malchus of achil also. I ain't a shachalisa. So you're right. Usually ain't a shachalisa. So there's an exception. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Well, for chelav also, right? Chelav again is a shakari, but like, it's not malchus.
This is the first opinion that we have now that there are three sets of malchus.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Let's just, again, it's not three sets of malchus because, chelav is not a. Yeah, right, that's the point. So, that's what I said before, yeah. Okay? That's opinion number three, okay? I mean, the first opinion, the very first opinion was, you could also get, you know, let's see, if you ate it, you'd end up getting three also. The first, Charam Aloke, that first one was also like that. The very first one, that the Machokas revolved, that the first Mandama was that Loke holds Isu Yeshchal Iser. So that would also be like that. Okay, the fourth opinion now, okay, four, As we buy the same, another opinion, okay, Mar Amar Chad, Mar Amar Chad lo pligi, that there's no real machlokas of Amir Vati to begin with. Just that when one person said Chad Amar Loke, he was talking about Bishul. When the other guy said Eino Loke, he was talking about Achila. So the Loke and Eino Loke in our original line, look at the first line of two, Ipa Arvashu, Chal Bechelever, Ami Amir Vati, Chad Amar Loke, Chad Amar Eino Loke, there's no machlokas. They were talking about two different things, as it turns out. One was talking about Bishul. Okay, then Charam Aloka. Why? Because there's no Issa Chal, it's an issue with Bishul, because no Chib, no Issa Bishul on Chalev. So he gets Malkus for that. The other Amora, who said Charam Ain Aloka, is one Chil, you don't get a Malkus for Chil, so no Machlokas. Okay, so now, anyway, that's what comes out. That's four ways to learn which, you know, what the Gemara. But Lamaisa, fundamentally, according to most of the scenarios here, the assumption is Ain Issa Chal Issa. Okay, the first thought was but that was the machlokas. But approaches number 2, 3, and 4 assumed that everybody agrees ain't isser chal isser. Okay, approach number 1 said that was machlokas. He had, according to approach number 1, we had one amora who says isser yes chal isser. And one amora said ain't isser chal isser. Approaches 2, 3, and 4 all assumed ain't isser chal isser. The only question, and therefore, approach number 2, it was that therefore for achila, nobody holds it yet. Malchus, the only question, you get it for Bishul. Is Bishul slept along? Is the tour for Achila, does also Patis Malchus by Bishul or not? Approach number 3 is also Enis or Chal Iser. Okay? And everybody agrees, you get Malchus for Bishul. The question is, does Achila slept along for Malchus? The other way around. But again, the assumption, and assumption number 4 also, approach number 4 also, is that Enis or Chal Iser, and everyone agrees there's Malchus for Bishul, but not for Achila. And there were no Machlokas. In the Itmar, you follow? So Lemaisa, what emerges from all this is that Ain Isser Chal Al Isser. Let's look at Rashi, okay? Rashi at top of Kuzdal Al Four Mar Machado Mada Maloka Koya Bishul the Chad Isseru Mada Ain Loka Koya Chila the Lo Hisser Moshmin Chelis Chelav El Moshmin Bas Chelav Ain Loka the Lo Asi Isser Bas Chelav Chayal Isser Chelav Ain Isser Chal Isser. I mean, the guy gave him the wrong asura, so you're not going to get any of the punishments. Okay. Anyway, bottom line, ain isser chal isser, that seems to be the majority view here. All right? So I just want to look a little bit, another place or two where ain isser chal isser and exception to that rule play a role. Okay? But again, as you see, the assumption of most of the way to learn this Gemara is that we assume ain isser chal isser. The isser of basur chal is not chal on top of an isser nevel. Okay? Now, or is there, or actually, is there a chelev, as we're talking about here. Now, to bring it over in our case, so one could argue the same thing about a nevela. Okay, you could argue the same thing about a nevela. Once a nevela is also, so cook and basm chalav. Again, it's going to be also eat it, but it wouldn't, ain isser chal isser, that's a question. Let's keep in the back of our head what we're talking about. Would there be an isser hanah? Again, right? Because that's like bishul in this case. Hanah. Remember we discussed the end yesterday, right? No question. A guy takes a nevela meat, kosher meat that just wasn't shechted properly, or was a treif, whatever. And he cooks it in milk. Now he eats it, avadi, he's eating treif. No question, that's also. Question is also basur chol. Okay, well, we just said we assume largely that ain isser chal isser, so it's not going to be a problem eating basur chol. Question is, would there be nisa no or not? Okay? So the chor is ain isser chal isser, maybe. Maybe, no, the ain isser chal isser, so basur chol is not the window. Okay, it doesn't apply to this case at all. That's one way to learn it. Or maybe no, maybe it's an exception, as we'll see. You follow what I'm trying to set up here? Okay, there's no doubt that the guy who ate the treif meat, or the nevela meat, the milk, violated an isser eating treif or nevela meat. No question about it. So the avada to us on achila. The question is it basur chol? Well, it's not, if you assume ain isser chal isser, it's not basur chol in terms of getting malchus again. But the question is now, there's a different isser. I know, does that play a role? All right, let's see. So there is a sugya in Reshchaz Kiddushin, which is rooted in Psukim regarding who a kohen, kohen hedyon, kohen gadol, allowed to marry, not marry. So the Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Emor, Emor laKohanim, which Vayikra Perek Kaf Aleph. So it mentions there about a kohen hedyon, Isha zona b'chal lekach, Isha grusha m'isha lekach, Yikadosh lekach. A kohen hedyon is not permitted to marry a zona, okay. A zona does not mean, like a prostitute for, you know, that's her profession or whatever. The world knows profession. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Okay, Rashi in Chumash. Zona, shenivala bilas Yisrael asula. Means, a zona in halacha here means a woman who had a relationship that was prohibited to her. can go on chavei kriz, whatever. She had an incestuous relationship, or she had messin or mamzer with a man, you know, and less than two instead of mamzer, whatever. Okay, that's called a zona. A woman who had, that's how Rashi defines zona. Okay, the other definitions that she's mufkaris lekol. I don't go into all that now. The point is, we'll keep it simple. Zona over here is a woman who had a be'ila, nivela be'ila issa with Yisrael she'asulo. But the Jew, that's a further question. For a non-Jew, I don't go into all the details now. Zona, but that's zona. Okay. Now chalala. Okay, what's a chalala? Okay, a kohen can't marry a zona. So that's zona. I mean, zona means a woman who had a Jewish woman had a relationship that was prohibited to her. Okay, so now she's ineligible for a kohen. Kohen had you. What is a chalala? So Rashi again there in Kohen says chalala. She nold them in apsulon shiva kahuna. Okay. A kohen lamaisa, let's say, married someone who wasn't supposed to have a baby. So that a male child, that child goes up. I'm sorry, a female child that grows up. She's also a married kohen. Rashi explains chalal shenoldim and apsum shulah kagon bas almana mikohen gadol. Okay, a kohen girl is not allowed to marry a widow. Let's say he did. Okay, and they had a girl. So that girl is called a chalala or grusha v'chalutza mikohen hedger. Let's say a kohen hedger violates the din and marries a grusha. Kohen hedger is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. Let's say he does. And they have a baby girl. So then that girl now is going to call the chalala. So she will be ineligible to marry a kohen when she wants to get married. Okay? The chen is chala min akuna, they be echad min apsum akuna. Or if she went ahead and had a relationship with someone who was possible for a kohen. Okay? That's a chalala. That's a kohen hedger. Now yud dalet. By a kohen gadol, on top of that, you have an issur to marry an almana. A regular kohen hedger is permitted to marry a widow. There's no issur on a kohen hedger. Today's kohanim can marry a widow. They just can't marry a divorcee. Or a woman who had chalitza. So that's not mentioned in the pasuk. So it says in Yudalad, Parakhaf Aleph, Mekra Pasuk Yudalad, almana, ugrusha, v'chalala, zona, chesela lo yikach. That's a kohen hedger, kohen gadol, is not permitted to marry an almana, or a grusha, or a chalala, or a zona. To marry Psul. Okay. All right. Now, everyone with me? That's Psul and Chumash, right? No, nothing new there. Now, we look in the Gemara Kedushin, Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, 7. Tanar Bona. Almana, Almana, Almana. Rashi tells us, Bo al Almana Shesh Bar Sholos Shemos Shel Almana. Okay, this woman was widowed 3 times. Okay? A black widow, they call it, right? Well, she's getting married, her husbands keep dying. She was widowed 3 times. Okay, so so that's a problem of Ashley. Katlanis, I don't know if that either. That's Katlanis means one who had, well, that's machokas, whether two or three. Then we had that later with 2 or 3 marriages and so on. But we'll leave that out now. Okay, so she was widowed 3 times, and that's what Ashley says. Bal amonos sheish bo sholos shemesh amonos says the Gemara kedushan yizam and aleph eno chayev ela achas. She's not considered, and now the kohen gadol sleeps with her. So he's violating an issur of almana. Even though she's been almana 3 times, it doesn't change her status. The extra time that she was almana. Same thing, grusha, and a kohen hedger, and a chayav alechas. The woman was divorced 3 times, and now she marries a kohen hedger. That gets one issur. Okay, it's all the same issur. However, almana ugrusha v'chalala zona, then that woman hit the jackpot. She was almana, and then she was a grusha, and a chalala zona. She was all 4, wrapped in 1. So then, bizman shehem keseder chayav al kol achas v'achas. If the status, this woman's status, developed or through, in this order, the order of the pasuk, almana, grusha, chalala zona, then you're chayav 4 different yisurim, kol achas v'achas. However, zinsa, the other way around, zinso, then is chala, then is garsha, then is amela, eno chayev ela achas. That's the sugya in Kedushin, ayin zayin amenal. Okay? Rashi says in the next page, right? Keseder means keseder hazeh. Shenis almana tchila, the woman became a widow. Rashi spells it out for us. She became a widow, her husband died. Sorry. Venis is a shame, so she remarried a second man. Then, vigirsha. Okay, the second husband divorced her. Okay? Then, Venisa is the kohen. She married a kohen. She wasn't supposed to, but she did. So now she becomes called the chalala, Miss Chala. And then, she went ahead and had relations with someone who's a relative or whatever it is, Bila's Nuz. She became a zona. All right? So, in such a case, You followed, she has hit the jackpot. She's Almona Grusha Zona and a Chalala. So now she goes ahead and she cohorts with the Kohen Gadol. So he gets four different Isurim. Right. However, the other way around, it's Chalala. Shabala Komes of Chalala Shah Isurim Lam Mishu Nitra. That's just what it's Chalala means. And a Chayav Alachas. So the Gemara now elaborates. What our question is, again, you see why this already taught us, is Isur Chalala Isur, right? This woman was already Asur, let's say she was an Almona. She was already usher to the Kohen Gadol, right? Now, meanwhile, she became a grusha. Again, she was married to husband number one. Husband number one died, she became an almona. So now she's usher to the Kohen Gadol. Good, she's not into the Kohen Gadol. She marries another man. Okay, but the second man divorces her. So now she's also usher to the Kohen Gadol, alta grusha. So, and then she becomes usher to him, alta chalala. Then she goes alta al zona. We piling on these terms, so now if the Kohen Gadol meets her, And marries her, so he's going to be violating four different Isurim. Right? So therefore, that's the issue. Or do we say no? Once she was already the Almana, she was already Usher, and we don't care about the rest, because Ain Isur Chalala Isur. You see the connection, right? So the Gemara says as follows. Almana Grusha Chalala Zona. Hai Tana Mai Kosovar. What is this opinion? It says, well, if it followed this order, then it's a problem. But if it didn't follow this order, it's not a problem. E Kosovar Isur Chalala Isur. If you this man d'amar holds isur chal isur, so what the heck difference does the order make? Who cares if she's almona first, the grusha second, she's a grusha first, almona later? Well, what difference does the order make? If it's isur chal isur, these are all four different isurim. So ibchanami, the reverse order should also, the order shouldn't matter, right? If you hold isur chal isur, so each one of these makes her usur to the Kohen Gadol for one reason or another. So what's the difference? The order. On the other hand, v'ikasavra ain isur chal isur. And if you tell me no, we believe, like the Sugis and Chulin implied, that Ein Isur Chal Isur, so if you look, Kaseda Zen Nami Lo, then what's it, then shouldn't matter even if it didn't order. What's the difference? You follow? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why does the order make a difference? Either yeah or no. Either we pile on the Isur, or we don't pile on the Isur. What's the difference in the order? So I'm a Rava, Hai Tana, Isur Chal Isur Leslie. No, everybody believes, like we said in Chulin, Ein Isur Chal Isur. However, there are exceptions to the rule. Isur Mosif Isle. Isur Mosif means when a subsequent Isur is not just another Isur, but it's Isur Mosif, we'll define in a second, okay? It's a broader or a more encompassing Isur, then it is Chal. If the additional Isser, or in this case several different, if more things are added by the new Isser, then we say yes, Isser Chal Isser. Usually, Ain Isser Chal Isser. But once something is Usser, it's Usser. But if the second Isser adds on something else that didn't exist in the framework of the first Isser, so then we do say Isser Chal Isser. That's called Isser Mosin. Okay? Look at Rashi in 10, Kedusha and Zion base. Isser Mosif, it's like Shuchal Isser. Kesha Isser Hasheni Mosif Aleh, Lo Osob Masha Samuteres Lo, Machmas Isser Rishon. Okay, when the second Isser adds something which was Mutter, which is not covered by the initial Isser. It's not just another Isser, same thing, same result. It's got different results, it's got a different property. Then Isser Shuchal, Afo Pisha, Isser Asur, Machmas Isser Rishon, Isser Chayim Shtayim. Okay, and now the Gemara goes on to explain what now you see why the Seder makes a difference. Let's take a look. In the middle of the second line here, on Kedusha Ayin Zayin Beis, the source line. Almona Asura LeKohen Gadol, but Bisharia LeKohen Hedjev. An Almona is Asura to a Kohen Gadol, but Mutter to a Kohen Hedjev. A regular Kohen can marry an Almona, a widow. So this woman became an Almona. Okay, in our story, following the order, she became an Almona. She's Asura to a Kohen Gadol, but she's Mutter Kohen Hedjev, fine. Now, Havale Grusha, but now if she married a regular man and became a Grusha, Miga, now she's Asura not only to the Kohen Gadol, but also to the Kohen Hedjev. So Migu di Tosef lo Yisur l'gabe Kohen Hedjev, I Tosef lo Yisur l'gabe Kohen Gadol. Even though she was already Asura to the Kohen Gadol, al Tamana, but now her status of a Grusha expands or broadens her Isser. Because now she's Usser Altsa Grusha as well. Right? No, see, because a grusha is a more encompassing isser. It includes kohen hedyot also. Almana is unique to a kohen gadol. The isser of almana is unique to a kohen gadol. So grusha applies to all kohanim. So therefore, the second isser, okay, the second isser, she's called the grusha. Rashi says, "Nisgar shemigid l'tosol amachmas shame grusha." Isser Eitzah Hedyot. She now has a chalot shame. She's no longer an almana. She's now what? A grusha. And that's a broader isser than almana. So now, it says Rashi, tells him Isser grusha, Eitzah Kohanov, Apisha Sula Kvar, Umechayev Stein. Even though she was already a sewer to the Kohen Gadol because she was almana previously, but now that she's also grusha, there's a new status. The second isser is not merely a replication or just another isser on the same par as the first isser. If that were the case, we'd say ein isser chal isser. Here, the second isser is encompasses more, includes kohen hedyot also. So, Amela, now this woman becomes. Therefore, now the kohen gadol is going to violate two isser. Almona and Grusha. Her status as a Grusha is not just reinforcing her initial status, it's expanding her initial status. So that then the Kohen Gadol is Mechayev twice. You follow? Everyone get that? That's called Isser Mosif. When the second Isser adds something which was not included in the first Isser. Here it adds something, namely, more people are included in the Isser than before. Before, only the Kohen Gadol was included in the Isser. Now, Kohen Hedyot is included as well. All right, now, next case. So now, itosif lo yisur gaga. Vadayin sharia lamecha b'tumah. If she happened to have been a bas kohen, in the meanwhile, she still, as Rashi says in bas kohen, if she was a bas kohen, she can still eat truma. Okay? In other words, even though she went ahead, she was an almana, and in other words, when she was an almana, and even when she was a grusha, she didn't do any isser. Right? She hasn't yet done any surim herself. She was almana, her first husband died. Not her fault. She was really wrong. So she married a second guy, and the second guy divorced her. So now the Torah tells us that a woman, a bas ish kohen, when she grows up in her father's house, of course, can eat truma in the father's house. If she gets married to a non kohen, she can only eat truma. If she gets divorced and had no children, and why? Goes back to the Pesuk of Chumash. Look it up in the Empire Samar. Goes back to the father's house, she can now resume eating truma. Another thing, right? In the Chumash, okay. Right, she was married to a Yisrael or a lady for that matter. She can't eat truma, okay. But then if she dies or divorced, never had any children, goes back to she's widowed. She dies, not anything. If she's divorced or she's widowed and she goes back to her father's house, she can resume eating truma. So this woman in our case, who was nisalmana and nisgarsha, right, can now go back if she was a bas kohen to eat truma by her father's house. However, if she goes ahead now. Okay, and has relations, that's what, remember what a chalala was, when a relation with someone a kohen couldn't be with. So now she's nischala, she can't be truma anymore. Now she did something wrong. So, havele chalala, migo di tosu yisur, lamecha b'truma, he tosu yisur, l'gabi kohen gadol. This woman now went ahead and was nischala. She went and had relations with someone that she wasn't allowed to, okay, one of the psui kahuna and so on. So now, that's how to define chalala, right? Either she know them sukona or they be as echem epsumukona. So now she had that. Now she can no longer eat truma. So the status of a chalala is also expanded. It's also big because now not only she can't marry a kohen gadol, not only she can't marry a kohen hedyot, now she can no longer eat truma. So her status of a chalala is likewise a broader status. In terms of her isurim than before. So Mamela, now if she's with the Kohen Gadol, so the Kohen Gadol is violating three, it will violate three isurims. Right? Because each time what she did would broaden her status of isurim. And finally, Ella Zona, my isur mostly is, what does Zona add? What did it add? Zona doesn't seem to change the status. Right? Zona means, you know, again, Zona is defined. But a Rashi Chumash back in Source 7, Shenivel Abilas Yisrael Asim. Okay, so that's not any worse than Chalala, right? The same thing, you know, it doesn't change her status or anything. So he says, no, it does. Because the Amar of Chanabar Rav Katina, Hol with Shame Znus, Posel be Yisrael. Okay? The Chalos Shame Znus, a Zona, apostles are even from a regular Jew. Okay, that's a question we accept that Allah, but a Zona here, families, or she's mufkaris, lekol, and so on, even though, you know, the different types of zinus. I mean, the issue of a woman who's married to sleep with another man, adultery, that's zinus too. So that's what Rashi says, the last Rashi, okay? The last Rashi says, in 10, ho, shame is supposed to be so, kagon, imzin, so taftam, neseris al bailo. Hachanami, afagav, da haiznus, lav, tachas bailo, miru, shame, znus, ashkan, be, mosim, ba'oma. So, but now you understand why it had to go in that order. Because now you understand the order. What was our question? Why did it go in that order? Because in each case, there was a new status that she had. But if she would have been halala first, let's say, so then Grusha doesn't add anything. Grusha, it's already included. And if she was a Grusha first, and then Almana, that didn't add anything to the Kohen Gadol. He was already usher to her alts. He's a Kohen Gadol's like a Kohen Hedder too. He's usher to Grusha. It's all, you see why the order matters? You see why the Gemara says it has to be dafka in that order? Usually, ain't Isser Chal Isser, but Isser Mosif. Yeah, but the other way around, it's not Isser Mosif. Right? The other way around, you hit the maximum first. Right? Let's keep it simple for a moment. Just look at Almana and Grusha. If she was a Grusha first, she was usher to the Kohen Gadol. Right? Now she went ahead and married a man, and that man died. So now she's an Almana. She's still usher to the Kohen Gadol, but nothing broadened. The other way around, her Isur broadened from being limited to the Kohen Gadol to expanded to include all Kohanim. But here it already included all Kohanim, so nothing's added. Right? That's why the order matters. You follow? That's the sugya in Yavam, in Kiddushim. So that's the example that I wanted to share with you, Isur Mosif. Isur Mosif is an exception to the rule of Ein Isur Chal Isur. Usually Ein Isur Chal Isur, but if the second Isur is an Isur Mosif, here we had three more Isur, but just by example. Another example of Isur Mosif, which I'm not mentioning here, but another example of Isur Mosif would be possibly anyway, where something is usur, where it's not a matter of more people being involved, the same person, but something maybe, as we'll see later, for example, if you have an Isur Achila, okay, now there's also an Isur Hanah. It's not a matter of adding more people, but maybe that would be an Isur Mosif, right, because something new came into the mix. Or, for example, regarding the Zman, a person took a Shavua not to eat something, and then he took a Shavua not to eat it for the week, and now he says later, I'm not going to eat this for next year. The week's included, and it made more, now made it in the year. That's also Isur Mosif. Okay, it took a second Shavua, right? So there are other types of Isur Mosif. Like, I took a Shavua not to eat for a week, not to eat chocolate for a week, okay? And then later on, he said, I'm not going to eat chocolate for a year, and now tomorrow he eats chocolate. So it's Isur Chal Isur, even though what I mean, ain't Isur Chal Isur. No, because the second thing added more. Right? So there are different types of Isur Mosif. Yeah.
Are these examples
of Isur Kolel? So Isur Kolel, the Gemara, we didn't see it say it yet. We'll say it now. Well, let's take a look at it now. 11. Okay. Isur Kolel is that it's a more inclusive Isur in that very Isur. Isur Mosif is a new Isur. It's Almona as opposed to Grusha, let's say. Isur Kolel is within the same, you know, within the same. Let's take a look, okay, in 11. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. With the status, they're intertwined. Those Grusha and Almona are totally separate statuses. They're not included one with the other. So Isur Kolel, with Moshe Farah, let's see now. Let's take a look at 11. Back in our Masechta, in Chulin. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Bidu Marav. Ha'ochel gid ha'noshe shel nevela. Ain't the gid ha'noshe. The gid ha'noshe in the sciatic nerve, the hindquarters of the animal. But it was a nevela. So now what? There's an issur to eat gid ha'noshe. This is to eat the nevela, right? Also, ha'ochel gid ha'noshe shel nevela. So Meir Mechayev Stein. Meir says it's two different issur. There's an issur nevela and issur gid ha'noshe. But he ate the hindquarters of a nevela. Well, that's a sirloin, right? It's sirloin steak from an availer. Okay, went to a nice straight restaurant and he ordered the sirloin steak, and let's assume it's a kosher animal's beef, so that it was not shechted. So he ate the sirloin steak from an availer. So according to Meir Mechayev Stein, okay, chomer in a chayev el achas, just get on osher. All right, let's see Rashi. Okay. 12. Well, before we go, I guess we read the Gemara. Okay. What's the idea? So the Chachamim, I would understand. They said, Eino chayv al achas, because Ein Yisur Chal Yisur. Okay? Ein Yisur Chal Yisur. The Yisur Gira Noshe was there. Now it also became an Avela. Okay, but you don't add an Avela on top of the Yisur Avela. It's not Chal on Yisur Gira Noshe. Right? The Gira Noshe was there before. The Avela before was the Stabla. Right? So that's the second opinion. What is a Meir hold? A Meir hold, no. That's what's called Yisur Kolo. Okay? A Avela. The Isser of Nevela includes the Gira Nosha. Isser of Nevela means what part of the meat can't you eat? Nevela? None of it. Including the Gira Nosha. Right? So Nevela, that's Kola. See the difference? Kola means that included on the Nevela is Gira Nosha. It's not a new, it's not another Isser. It broadens that, the one Isser is within the other. Isser Mosef, like again, Gush and Amona. Gush is not Amona, they're not connected. Right? It's not that Amona includes a Gusha. Right? Isser Kolel means that the Isser of Nevela includes all the meat from this animal, including the Gira Nosha. Gira Nosha was also before. Now, on top of that, there's an Isser Nevela, which includes the Gira Nosha also. As opposed to the Isser Amona doesn't include, in other words, in terms of people, it includes the Kohen Hedyo, Kohen Gadol, Alts Kohen Hedyo. In that sense, you're right. Okay, but in terms of the definition of the Isser, it's a different Chal Hashem, so to speak. I mean, here too it is, but the Chal Hashem, by itself, the Chal Hashem of Amona doesn't include Grusha. Right? Amona, it happens to be with regards to the Kohen Gadol. It's both. Because Grusha, he's also too also. You see the difference? It's within the definition of the Isser. Okay?
It's a little bit perfectly understand why we're considering the Amona, the Isser Amona, to be totally different kind of machine.
Because Amona is a separate Chal Hashem, also the Kohen Gadol. The Chal Hashem is status of Amona. Okay? And the Grusha doesn't include by itself the status of Amona. The Grusha doesn't imply anything about it being an Amona. Now it happens to be that for the Kohen Gadol, one adds to the other. That's Moses. Here, by definition, the Isser of Nevela includes the Gira Nosha. Nevela includes all the meat of the animal. They're eating a treif meal in Yom Kippur, right? And they're not allowed to eat it all in Yom Kippur. So what am I allowed to eat in Yom Kippur? Nothing. So it includes non-kosher food. You follow? It's a little different. I mean, but what Rav is saying, what the Gemara is saying here, is that according to Rav Meir, Isser Kolel is also it is also an exception. We usually ain't Isser Chal Isser, but Isser Kolel is Chal Isser. Yeah. Right, the Isser is broadened. But once it's broadened, it included the first thing too. Right? Once you say it's the Vela, that includes Gira Nosha too. Gira Nosha was also before. Okay, even if you were planning to shech the animal, it was going to be an Isser Gira Nosha. Gira Nosha was on the table before. Now, Isser Kolo means something broader takes place, which wasn't included before, but it subsumes Gira Nosha under it. Because, right, that's what he says. All right, but the Chachamim disagree. However, Modim Chachamim, Be'ochel Gid Shel Ola, if you eat the Gid of a Kodshin animal, you're not allowed to eat. Ola, no one's allowed to eat, not the Bailam, not the Kohen Gadol, right? Not the Kohen. Ola is, the whole thing goes on his back, right? So let's say I eat the Gid of an Ola, okay? I eat the Gid of an Ola. So there, the Chacham admit you get two. Why? The Chomer Isura Shoshor HaNiskun Ola's Shoshor HaNiskun Ola My Chomer Shoshor HaNiskun Ola Shoshor HaNiskun Okay? Gid of Ola or look at the Gemara. I'm sorry, I read the Rashi mistake. Look at the Gemara. I'm sorry. Modim 11. O Modim Chacham or Meir Be'ochel Gid HaNoshel Ola O Shoshor HaNiskun My Shoshor HaNiskun not allowed to eat either. What the Pasuk says there in Mishpatim. So it's an issur to eat the meat of a shor niskal. Okay, so you always learn about a kamal last year, right? So you're not allowed to eat the meat of a shor niskal. So let's say I eat the gid of a shor niskal. Okay? So I'm in violation, right? There, even the chachamim agree that you do get double malchus. Why is that different? Why is it different than gid and ashosh and avela? So Rashi explains, because Remeir holds, there's no difference. Remeir holds Isser Kolel, right? There's an expansion. Apparently, the Chachamim, we're going to come back to who the Sheet is. It's Rishaglili. We'll come back to it later, shortly. Okay, but they say that Stam, just another Isser, even if it encompasses the first, that's not enough to say that Isser will be Chal Isser. It has to be that the second Isser is more stringent than the first. The Chomer Isser, like the Rashi says, Modim Chachamim, Be'ochel Gisha'ol, and also the Chomer Isur Shoranisqon, O my Chomer Ayush Asur Mahana. Shoranisqon, not have any benefit from. The Kacher, Hekdash, not have any benefit from. Okay, there's an Isur as well. So there's more stringent Isur. There, Rav Meir will agree. I'm sorry, the Chacham will agree to Rav Meir. There, you're right. There, it's got to broaden it, not just in terms of adding something else. In other words, the Chacham hold, you have an Isur Gid Anosha. Now, the animal dropped dead. Not to Shkita. So if I go ahead and eat that meat, I eat that Giranosha, so the Vela includes the Giranosha as well. So our mayor says you get two different Isur. Because an Isur Kola, because the new Isur and the Vela includes, it broadens the Isur Giranosha. However, the Chum say no, it's only if it broadens it, let's see, qualitatively. Okay? Meaning that there's something new that comes in with the second Isur, the Isur Hanah. So by Ola of Hektage, or by Shor and Nisko, something else is added. By Nevela, nothing's added. There's an Issa Nevela, you see, get an Usha. So says the Chacham, why would you get an extra, it's the same Issa? I mean, it's a different Issa, but it's the same punishment. But why should you get more? So that's the case over there. So that introduces us to, like I said, another exception, at least according to one opinion, another exception. The rule seems to be Ein Issa Chal Issa. An exception is Isser Mosif, the case with the Amun and the Gushan following that order. Another exception is Isser Kolel, that's Giran Asher and Nevela. Although we have a slight machok, is there, does the second Isser not only have to broaden it, but has to bring in something that didn't exist before, namely Isser Ano. So it's limited to Hektish and Sharanisko. Or does it apply to other things also? Right, that's the machok is. And now a third point. Okay, we'll tie all this together. Gemara in Kuf Gimel and Kuf Gimel and Aleph in Hulun. Kuf Gimel and Aleph. There, it's in Machos Bechor and Shlokish, Rava Omar, Kigon Shetolash Mene Ever Vitorfa Bo. Okay? Here's what the guy did. Okay? I cut off the meat of an animal. We call that Ever Menachai. Okay? Ever Menachai. By cutting it in a certain place, that's what Rashi says. Kigon, Rashi Kukim Aleph, Divas Kigon, 14 Gosh Talosh. For Chotach Rogelim in Arkuva Ulamala, it's from the joint and above. That makes that renders the animal a trefer. Okay, certain blemishes render an animal a trefer. Take my word for it now. So that's why Rashi says that. So I chopped off part of the animal's leg, let's say, and it rendered the animal a trefer. And I went ahead to eat that piece of meat. So it's Eivim Anachai, right? I eat Eivim Anachai. I'm not eating meat for an animal that's still alive. Okay? So, and it's also Lamaisa now. I'm eating meat from what? From a trefer. To Isur. Right? So, Rabbi Amar, Kosha Tolash Meno Ever, Vitarfabo. Okay? So, Mar Sabar, that's a Yochanan. Behema Bechayel, Levarim Eno Medes. And Isur Avera, Isur Trefer, Behada Hadadi Kosu. Here, the Isser of Eivim Anachai was Chal, and the same moment that the Isser Treif was Chal, namely when I chopped off the leg, right? And they were Chal at the same time. Okay? So says the Gemara, there you're going to get punishment twice. Why? Because you can't call that Isser Chal al Isser. What does Isser Chal al Isser mean? There already was one Isser, and now a new Isser was Chal. That's the case here. They were both Chal simultaneously. Right, it became Eivim Anachai at the same moment that it became Trefer. So you can't say that Isser Chal al Isser. They came together. Things happen simultaneously because it's not one on top of the other. Right? So, because not Chal al Isser, so if we get two Malkus. One wasn't Chal over the other, they came at the same time. However, Mar Sovar, the other opinion, that's Rish Lakish, holds No, behema bechayel ivar momedes. When the animal is still alive, but there's still an iser of eva benachai. The iser of eva benachai existed already in the world on this animal, right? Below us is a trade for chayel iser aver. In other words, the iser of eva benachai was when did the iser of eva benachai? When was iser of eva benachai chal on this animal? You know when? The day he was born. Okay, there's an iser of eva benachai. So now that he did this, and he trafed it up, so therefore it's lo us is a trefa chal isa aver. Okay? Rashi says, go into tology. Okay? Kagon chotach argilam erkubu lamala, find out medes. Rabbi Yochanan, so nechil lavle var medes, ukushe chotchan chal usdeyan. Therefore, it's not, they were both chal at the same time, so no isa chal isa. Okay? Rashokhe said, me kara habib isa aver. Rashokhe said, there was an isa aver. But in any event, what emerges in here, okay, what emerges in here is that there's another exception to the rule of Issur Chal Iser. Usually hold Ein Issur Chal Iser, okay, but it's not Chal when what? Yes, Issur Chal Iser what? They're simultaneous. And by the way, even Rosh Lakish agrees to that. He just said, that's not the Metzias here. In other words, Rosh Lakish is not arguing with the principle. Rosh Lakish said that the Metzias here is the Issur Chal was already. But fundamentally, he could agree with this is so, that we don't say ein iser chal iser when the two things are simultaneous. You get both, you get double malchus when it's simultaneous. There's no argument about that. The only argument is, in this particular case, how do we view it? Do we view that Eben Achai existed before? That Rabbi Yochanan says no. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, Eben Achai existed before. Right? That's the point. Okay? So, So again, that's another exception. We have basically three exceptions to the rule, ein iser chal iser moser, iser kolol, and what we call iser vasachas. The surim were chal simultaneously. You take a look. I put it on page 15. The Tosfos reading kedusha in Nunam and Beis. The Gemara there is a cloud that appears in a number of places. Okay, kol she'eno b'zachar zeh afilu b'vasachas eno. Okay, which basically means that if something cannot be violated one after the other, so it's also not for our purpose. It's also not violated if it happens at the same time. That's how we learn it for now. Okay, I mean, it comes up in other places. Right, kol she'eino b'zachar zeh. If this issur wouldn't be enforced, if the circumstances were zachar zeh, then they're also not enforced if it happened with asachas. Okay, just accept that for the moment. So Tosfos read the end kedusha, Nunav Beis, quotes, ro'isi makshim b'zeh. Hare isurin darmin ein issur chal issur. Okay, we say in usual ein issur chal issur. Issur chal issur is an example of Zachar zeh, right? Isser chal isser means it's a case of zachar zeh, correct? So we say ain isser chal isser, but the isnahu the vasachas. What we just said, if it happens vasachas, it'll be a different rule, okay? And chayv shtayim, the isser vasachas chayv shtayim. So isn't that fly in the face of this rule? It's kol she'ainu b'zachar zeh, for vasachas I know. That's the Tosfos Ritz kasha. Okay, why don't we say by Enochanami, since if Zachar Zeh will say Ein Issur Chal Iser, right? Because then we should say the same thing in Vasachas Ein Issur Chal Iser, because the rule is Kol She'enem Zachar Zeh also Vasachas Ein. Right? Based on this rule in the Gemara, which applies in different circumstances, but this is one of the circumstances. You understand? Those are his kasha. It's not his kasha. It's Ra'isi Maksha. He says Ve'ein Zekusha Shalpum. No kasha. Not a kasha. The bevada masha adam osir b'fiv kigon kedusha chayos amaisu bein masu dogam bein sabaima lachmei toda yishlomar zua svara. Okay, when a person with his words is makdish makadish and makdish nisha and makdish. Okay, for example, okay. He gives an example. So then we'll say, "Eidei shachal itz meishakar muzar omer gon eishes och v'charkach nases achos isha." Okay, eishes och. A woman was usher to me because she married my brother. That's eishes och. My brother's wife. I'm not allowed to be with her. Okay, v'charkach nases achos isha. Then suddenly, afterwards, she also became Achos Isha. Okay, let's say I'm single. Okay, my brother gets married. Okay, so now I'm Osif to his wife, right? Okay, no problem. That's called Eishes Ach. Now, then I go ahead and I marry who? Her sister. You know, they're kind of kiss like that. Two brothers marry two sisters, right? So I married my brother's wife's sister. Perfectly mutter. Okay, two brothers married two sisters. No problem. Now this woman, my brother's wife, is doubly Osif to me. She's Eishes Ach. She's the wife of my brother. She's also Achos Ish. She's also the sister of my wife. Right, these are all these cases. You know, I'm my own grandpa. You know, so you figure out all these cases, right? But it comes out that this Isser is a double Isser. Oh, Achos Ish of Achachanas Eishes Ach. That way around. Okay, she was my wife. This girl was my wife's sister, and then she married my brother. Either way, okay. So there, we'll say Ein Isser Chal Isser. There, we're going to say Ein Isser Chal Isser. All right. However, because the two things didn't come simultaneously. She was already one, and then we're going to say innocent. So therefore, I'm also to her for only one reason. Whichever one was first. Okay? The other one does not pile on that. Aval, says the Tosas Reed. Kishaboyin biyachad, yon eishes ish, veishes och. Okay? Let's say my brother marries a girl. So she's actually now, the moment they get married, she's asura to me for two reasons. She's Eishes Ach, the wife of my brother. She's also what? Stamen Eishes Ish, like any other Eishes Ish. She's a married woman, adultery, right? So there they came together, then Chayev Shtayim. There, if I go ahead and sit with them, Chayev for Eishes Ach and regular Eishes Ish, right? The Chayim Minayu Mafkis, which one are you going to knock out? They both came simultaneously. Which is Chal on which? Which one is Chal on which? They both came together. Okay, I even Tomar Kosh Ein Bezeh Chazeh Ein Vasachas. So, in that case, in Kain Lo Yochel Echemem, then neither should be Chal, and yet Potter, right? Because Kosh, if you're going to apply this rule to this case, then it'll be Potter. And he says, Ve'elahem Divrei Potter. That's what he's saying. You can't say it's Potter. I see my brother's wife. It's too easy. But we're going to now apply a technical rule. In other words, it's an exception to the rule. Bottom line. Okay, just but I put it in here to show you the notion of simultaneity. Okay, my brother gets married to a woman, so she's now simultaneously also for two reasons. She's Eishes Ach and she's Eishes Ish. As opposed to the other case where my brother's married to this woman, so she's also married to Eishes Ach. Then I married her sister. Later, I married her sister. So now that's not simultaneous. So there we'll say Eishes Ach Eishes. But when it comes to someone, you can't say ain't is, and that's the language, Hymen El Mafkis. Which one are you going to take out and say came first? Neither of them came first. They're both simultaneous, okay? That's what I was to show you from that Tosus Reed. So that's another case where we say ain't is. Now the Rambam gives us Kedarko a nice summary, 16. In Ilchus Yisuri Biyah, Parakit Zayin Allah Chachas, Klal Godol, who? Bechol Yisurin Shebetari, the Haripaskin, She ain't Isser Chal Al Isser. Okay? Ella in Cain, Hayushnei Isurin Boin Kaachas, unless they both came together. Let's say Malacha and Yom Kippur Chalas B'Shabbos, right? The Isur Malacha was Chal at once. It's Shabbos and Yom Kippur arrived together, right? Shnei Isurin Boin Kaachas. Oh, Shahaya Isur Echad Mosif Dvarim Acherim Al Oso Isur. Oh, you might have Kolol Dvarim Acherim Isur Zer. So there, the Rambam in Parakid Zayin Hilchos Yerbi Alachachas outlines clearly. The three say usually ain't Isur Chal Isur unless either it's the second Isur and the first Isur Boin Kachas, they come simultaneously, or it's Isur Mosif. Okay, it adds on something, you know, like again with the Grusha and Almana, the Kohen Gadol, or it includes more things. The first Isur, the second Isur encompasses the first Isur as well. And Lachatez just gives the case, it's spelled out, we saw before. Leficha, Isha Shai Sal Mono Menasas Grusha, Nen Menasas Chalak, Nen Menasas Zona, Obola Kongel Achakach, Lokar Baal Meakos, Labia Achas, he's going to get four Malkas for one act of Bia. Visha Mono, Sura Kongel Mutaris Lehedya, Ramona is a Sura to the Kongel Mutaris Lehedya. So it's in the Gemara, but the Rambam spells it out. Chazulios Grusha, no Sopo Isur Menasas Kohen Hedya. She became a Grusha on top of that. Yeah. She became a Grusha on top of the nav. She's also the Kohen Hedor. Lefika Nosim Iser Acher Iser Amona. But Vadayin Mitzvah Zohar B'Tshuma. Nasis Chala Nosim Iser Shari Nasis B'Tshuma. Vadayin Mitzvah Zohar Nasis Zona. Hovi Yishem Zdo Shos V'Yisrael. Im Zinsa Ishto Baratzon Nosim Iser Acher. And fine. So this is the, and by the way, it says the Ram at the end, Hu Adin, Koin Hedet Shabala Grush Hashanah says Chalav Acharka Zona. It's not just Din the Koin Gadol, the Koin Hedet, right, were his three Yisurim. That was back in the Pasuk in Source 5. Isha Zona Machalol Oikachu. Okay? So you have that, we'll apply it to the Koin Gadol, Koin Hedet as well. Okay. Alun Mishtana said is Eloh Kelachas. That's the Rambam over there. Bring this back now to Hilchos Basar Chalav. So let's look at 17. The Rambam, you ever see the Rambam? I mean, we said it. The Rambam passed this way. Look in 17. Parak Ches of Hilchos Machal Surah Halachabah. Ha'ochel Gid Hanosha Shal Nevela. Oshal Trefa. Oshal Ola Chayav Shtayim. Rambam passes like that opinion. You get to Malchus. Can't be Tosha Nichlal. Be'isr Shar Gufa Shal Mutter. Nichlal Gam Hagid. Be'no Savol of Isr Achir. Okay, because the new Isser of Nevela, or Trefa, or Hektish, I don't know, I mentioned Sharnisk or whatever, but since that Isser includes other parts of the animal's meat, other parts of the behemoth besides Giranosha, Nichal Gam Hagid, the Nosav of Isser Acher, that's called Isser Mosif. Okay? Now, that's around Perkes. And Perkes. He doesn't really say. He says Toksha Nichol, but then he says No Safalov. This means another is Lecharis Sokolov. We said Nichol, yeah, okay, Nichol. I think there's another is added. I don't know. That was Perek Tes Halachava. In Perek Tes Halachava, Ram talks about cooking in other ways than through regular heat. Okay. And other types of basar, you cook in different types of milk, milk from if a male somehow produces milk, or milk from a deceased animal, it's not aim anymore. We'll talk about all those cases. Okay? We're more interested in the second part of 18. Or test all of them, milk and all. Ava mulasho besar meso. That's an amazing. Ochele. Ukayotsu bo bichalov. Loka al bishulo. Because, of course, there's no iser to cook the vela or the chela, or is it a cook? And now you cooked it, so you lokal mishul basar chalav. That's how you pass it. There ain't a lokal echelos mishul basar chalav, but there's no malchus basar chalav. Why? She ain't iser basar chalav chal al iser nevela iser chela. The Rambam paskin that the iser basar chalav is not chal al iser nevela iser chela. Why? She ain't kan lo iser kolov, the lo iser mosif, the lo iser basachas. Okay. And it doesn't fit any exceptions. So therefore, it's part of the regular rule of what? Ain Yisr Chalas. It's not Yisr Mosif. Yisr of Moshe Chalas doesn't add anything. It doesn't subsume any previous Yisr. And it's not coming simultaneously. So the, you know, for Bishul, you get Malkus because Bishul Moshe Chalas. It's not an Ain Yisr Chalas question. There's no Yisr Chalas in the way of the cooking. Okay, but the others, so Ram says, right? It's in the right clue. The only question is, one second, Moshe Chalas does add something, namely Yisr Ano. Okay, it also says it's a bishul. Okay, but is going hold on. Okay, so but you already you violated this. We do say you get malchus if it's a bishul. Okay, but he says you don't get malchus we sakhi.
Oh, you're asking.
Right. So what else to say about that? Well, that's that one thing. Okay, so the question is as follows. So first of all, let me go back. So that's an interesting question. Why is there no In other words, there is something added by Basar Chalav, namely Isra Anos, so it should be Isra Moses. Well, it could be calls, it could include Achila, but anyway, we should not apply in Isra Chalav here, because the Isra Basar Chalav does bring in something that didn't exist before, namely Isra Anos. Okay? I would argue that maybe Bishul is not enough because it doesn't become Basar Chalav to do the Bishul. Here it's already cooked, and now it has. I have to think about that. Okay. All right. Anyway, so to address this issue quickly, I just want to start with a couple more makaras. The Gemara Chul Kuf Aleph Mar Aleph. Okay. Remember, we had a machlokas in the by Isser Kola. According to one opinion, there's no such thing as Isser Kola. That's not enough. Unless what? Unless the second Isser is more chumr. It brings in some stringency. right? And the Gemara asks on Kufal Baral, 19. Oman tan, Oman high tan of Isser Kol Isser Chal Isser Leslie, but Isser Kol Isser Chomer Isler. I'm already saying Lili. Okay, fine. Now Oman high tan of Chachomer. We called it back in source number. What was it again? Back in 12, right? We called it, it was a machokas, Rameh Mechayev Shtayim, Chachomim disagree. Lamod Chachomim, who is this Chachomim? Chachomim is what you call it, is a Yosek Levi. Alright? So but he holds, Isser Kolel, Isser Chal, Isser Lesle, Isser Kolel, Isser Chachomer Isle. How can you guys say? Look at this Rashi 20, second Rashi. Behind a Purush, Isser Gid Chal Mishanoda, Isser Gid and Russia. Like Eben Achai, it goes into effect as soon as that was born. The Kodim should stop Lahaya Gidda Asr, Sarah Mutter, before it became an Avela. So the Gibbus Asr, Masr Mutter, it's not Lah, that's Akhtora. The Afal God, the Shame, the Vela, Havala, the Mechal Nami Abib, the Shum Time of the Kolo, Shum Kolo, Samasr, Emo, Leosr, he come out, Philip Adam, and Isr, Hal Isr, Hai Isr, Vela, Chaya, the Vigil Chal Abasr, Chaya, Nami Abib, and Philip Hachi, Amrabat, and the Lo Chaya. They say, no, Isr Kolo is not enough. Even though it's a broader thing, it's not enough. Only Isser Kol Ex Rashi, Isser Kol of Isser Chomer Isli. The Hecha, the Isser Achron, Isbei Tati, has two things, Kolel and Mosif. It's Mosif something else. It's Mosif something new. Okay? You go Olo, Sharnisko, the Mikar, Kishanoda, Hayad, Gider, Osir, Umsar, Mutter, Hikdisha, Onokha, Nasar, Aftasar, Hare, Isser Kolel, Agila, Zem, Mikhila, Subachila, Mutter, Bahana. It's an important Rashi. Read over it. Next time I have to look over that Rashi again because it explains the distinction between Isser Kol and Mosif. Okay, he says, so therefore the Isser Hana is Al Korf Chalav Af Bechila. Shemiyoko is Chayav Shtayim. It's a broader Isser, so now when you eat it, you're going to get two things. Hol Chayav Hana, Chayav Nami Af Bechila. So adding Isser Hana according to this, is an Isser Mosif? That's only going to intensify our question on that Rambam back in source 18. Because the Rambam said that there's no Isser Kolel on Nevela and Chela and Milk. Why not? According to this definition, it's what? Even according to this definition, according to the first sheet, there are a mayor, it wouldn't matter if it's not a Chomer. But it is more Chomer. Right? Now, the Kedush Rabban also. There, Kufal Al, really quickly because later, so I'm going to finish up a couple of things quickly. 21, Chush Rabban says, Isser Kol, that's the Elbishu Kol Umosif. Right? But it talks again, the Isser Hana, he also holds that the Isser Hana, and so does the Rab, Chush Aran, and Chulin, take Tesla and Bains, and the Rasa Gemara, but also Isser Kashan, the Chal, Isser Gid again, holds that the Isser Hana is a Mosif. Okay, the Isser Hana qualifies the Mosif. As opposed to Tosus on that page, Tosus on Kuf Aleph Le Aleph, Vilmas Isser Kolel, okay, toward the end, writes Elavadai Isser Hano Lo Choshim Isser Mosif El Mosif and Isser Chomer Ba'alma. It's not enough. It is more Chomer, but it's not going to not Chomer enough. It's not Chomer enough. Okay, it's not Chomer enough. Strange idea, but it's not Chomer enough to be what? To be included now as an Isser Kol. It is something, but it's not enough. Skip for a second, I printed out of order. After the Tosos in 23, should come in Tosos Rosh in 26. Tosos Rosh, Kul and Kofala Panala. Man Hai Tana, the Dil Masal. Okay, the Ain Lo Mar Midi, the Tosos by Isser Legavol, Kishtabla, the Gid, Nami Mikar, Was Legavol, Kamada, Rish Pirkin. The Isser Kol, the Isser Chomer Isle. By the Tosaf the Isser Hana, Lo Mikri Isser Mosif. You hear that? Somehow the Isser Hana is different. Well, we're trying to explain why the Isser Hana would not be enough to give you extra malchus, right? We said according to the Rambam, you don't have the Mavasha Chelav and Cholav, or and Cholav, whatever. You don't get extra malchus. What do you mean? I'm sorry. Giranosha from the Velo from Treifim. Yeah, Mavasho Bosa Mesa Ochelav with Cholav, you don't get extra. Why? Because it doesn't add anything. It doesn't add anything more stringent. Yes, it does. It adds Isser Hana. So Tosus and the Rosh both seem to be saying that Isser Hana Okay? It's not enough to be qualified Isser Mosif. That's not enough. Maybe hold you need more people to be involved. I'll explain it. Okay? Now, just to finish up the point, look in the Rambam. Hilchos Machosos Pergadal Ochelches. Very important. Kvar Biarna. She'ein Isser Chal Isser Elam Hav Shnei O Isser Boin Kachas Osha Isser Mosif O Isser Kol Oficha. Yesh Ochel Tezayis Echad V'lo Chal Chomesh Malkios. Okay, you can get 5 Malkios. Right, that's how that's why I skipped before, 24 and 25. The mission increases to Gimel Beit, we're going to come back to it. Tells us, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas and Chavel Arba Chakalos Osham Echad. You can do one act, you remember this one, you remember in Makkos, Yesh Chorish Kalam Echad, the guy plowed one field, and it was Kalayim, it was sweet, and, you know, it's like entertaining, like, we, I don't know, sometimes we want to battle or whatever, so we try to come up with these maximum, you know, we do one, come with these maximum cases of the, I don't know what I'm trying to figure out, the maximum suffering case. Right? Maximum guy, person shefted a koi, okay, which is a full thing. He shefted a koi, and it was Ben Ashmashas, and it was all these, you know, shakers, you know. Anyway, so the maximum number of shakers. But be that as it may. So that's the mission increases, you give him a base, right? Yesh ochal achila achas, and the guy was in chetzi b'chorin, and he was on a drug, and you can do the same thing we did. Okay. Anyway, so yesh ochal achila achas v'chamal, this is Kriyas Yigimel Beis, 24. Yesh ochal achila achas v'chamal arba chatos, v'ashon echad. Tomei, what's the case, the guy was Tomei. She'ochal chelev, v'hoya nosar, minimum doshim, v'yom kippur. Again, he hit the jackpot, right? So he was a Tomei, right, and he ate chelev, and it was nosar, and there was minimum of Doshim, that's the Oshim, right, and then the Kippur, right? And the Meir says, and it was on Shabbos, he carried it to Chayat. That's not the same listen. Question, why does the Shabbos and Kippur can carry it? Not a Rishina, okay? Anyway, the implication here is, from this Mishnah, is that Hanoah is Chal, because Rashi says, because what's the Oshim for? The Oshim for is for the Mukdashim. And meaning you Me'ila, Rashi's Me'ila, Asham Me'ila. Well, what does Mol Behektish mean? Mol Behektish, you got what? Hanof Mehektish. Well, you got, that's what Me'ila means. So that's where the Asham, because Asham, Me'ila, Asham Me'ila, Me'ila brings along Asham. That's what the mission there said. 4 Chatos, 1 Asham. So the 1 Asham is that the animal is Mukdashim, that's what the Chayav the Asham, because it's Me'ila. So that implies that Hanoah is Chal, okay, because it's Moses and all these things, okay? So the Tosfos Rosh says, yeah, it is Chal, but it's not enough to be classified as Isser Mosif. Let's look at the Rambam quickly. I know we're out of time, so I want to finish one last thing. Okay, Perek Yudal HaKinches. Kvar B'Yamin. She'ein Isser Chal Isser Elim Hayu Shnei Yisun Bon Kachmas. Osho, he says Kvar B'Yamin because he already had it in Hilchos Isser Bia. Okay, we saw it. And the Rambam already laid down the law in 16. Perek Yudal HaKinches Hilchos Isser Bia HaKinches HaKinches. So he repeats it. Kvar B'Yamin. She'ein Isser Chal Isser Elim Hayu Shnei Yisun Bon Kachmas. O Shai Isser Mosif O Shai Isser Kol Oficha. Yesh Ocho Chazayis Echa V'Loke Olav Chamesh Malkos. Right, so he does bring in Hanoah here. Now, the next halacha you test. He says why? Shebehema zu hayachel ba'asu b'achila b'mutu b'hanoah. The chelav of this animal was also mechilav to bana. Now, once he was matashit, nesa chal b'bana. We don't should know simple. He said, "No, I know simple. He's a kachim." But v'adayin hayos chelav zem mutu l'gavoa, v'asu l'hedya. Now, I said, "No, sir. We don't should know simple. He's a l'gavoa, nesa l'hedya." Well, chazay mutu v'basu v'behema v'asu mechelva. Nitma the rest of his meat also asin nesa af b'sora. No, so he saw a chelav. Boy, Yom Kippurim, kol kol ochlim. Kippur not letting any food, right? So the Rambam spells that out. We have time to look it over. So again, from here, it looks as though the Isser Hanoah is considered something that's added to the other. And yet, the Rambam back in 18, Perek Tes Halacha Vav, didn't seem to say that this. It seemed to say that the Mevashel or Ochel Bosuch, if you eat Chelev in Cholov, it doesn't qualify as any of the exceptions. What do you mean? Isn't there a Sanoh? You follow Kasha, it's like, here, so on. So I'm not going to do it after this late, but you take a look at the next three sources. Lechem Mishnah over there, Parakes Halach Avog, and the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos of the Torah, Parakes Halach Aches, which we saw. That's what Mishnah talked about, the Nakani Malkus, over there, 1529, and the Ravaz, the Tshuva, Chelek Hei. Chelek Hei of the Tshuva Sarash, Ravaz, were all questions, they called the Lashon HaSarama. Ravaz had many volumes of Tshuvas. When you go back from it, many volumes of Tshuvas. So you have to see. This is Tshuva number Elef Tafresh Ches. That's only Chelek Hei. There's like six or seven of that, if it gives a young more color. There's already Tshuva 608. A lot of Tshuvas here. So the Ravaz, and then it's divided each section. So the Chelek Hei of the Tshuvas Ravaz is called Chelek Tshuvas Ravaz, the Lashon HaSarama. They're all questions people ask him according to the Shita Ravaz. So, you know, that whole volume. So anyway, Tshuvas Chelek Hei is in Reish Mem Hei, which overall is Tshuvas Elef Tav Reish Hei. And they all say more or less the same thing. Okay? Enoch Anami, there'll be a violation of Yisra No, but Yisra No is not strong enough to make it into Nisra Moses. There is an Yisra No, there's no question of Yisra No. But it's not strong enough to make it independent of Yisra Moses, and some say Yisra Melech, and the Ravah is both said because of, we mentioned before, because no Malchus. It's a weaker type of Nisit. So we'll do that quickly next time. What I really want to get to, though, is the Rambam on that parish on Mishnah increases, which starts the second Anaf here of the Nekudah Nefilah, an important point from the Nekudah Nefilah. Okay? Now, tomorrow,